Hey there, this is Kayla Lippman with your July 2022 Good Data article called Pods Heard Round the World. And take it away, me. Welcome back to Good Data, where we explore podcast industry data stories into actionable insights. For the audio industry, which has a lot of middle child, please don't leave me behind at the grocery store energy, the past few years have been all about securing a seat at the table, or rather making a case that audio deserves top billing alongside video, social, and digital. Today, if you look at the biggest media publishers in the United States, having an audio strategy has gone from optional or cute and innovative to essential to compete. But now that podcasting has won over the hearts and minds, see wallets, of American media moguls, let's step outside of ourselves and explore how podcast listening is growing abroad. Today's Good Data looks at how non-US markets are driving spoken word audio consumption and why, for publishers playing the long game, having a plan to draw in global audiences will be necessary for sustaining growth. Pack your SPF because, like the French Riviera in July, podcast listening is heating up everywhere. What's the appetite for podcast listening worldwide? According to an eMarketer study released in October 2021 and shared by Statista, the number of worldwide podcast listeners has nearly doubled since 2019, with market researchers forecasting even more global audience growth by 2024. Here are the stats. In 2019, there were 274.8 million worldwide monthly podcast listeners. By 2022, this study has projected that will grow to 424.2 million worldwide monthly listeners. And the forecast for 2024, well, that's 504.9 million worldwide monthly podcast listeners. Why should American publishers care about growing non-US audiences? In the chorus of her total banger, Up, Cardi B says, if it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's stuck. The jury's out on whether these lyrics were written specifically about the U.S. podcast audience's growth trajectory, but they certainly do apply, and here's why. Creators in the U.S. have contributed the most to the world's existing library of English language podcasts. So it's no surprise, with so much English language podcast content available, that the U.S. leads the world in monthly podcast listenership. Now, looking back at the same study in October 2021, eMarketer's Ethan Kramer Flood shared some data demonstrating how the U.S. stacks up compared to its neighbors across the globe. So the United States is still number one at 117.8 million monthly podcast listeners, or 40% of U.S. monthly internet users. And then we have China in number two at 85.6 million monthly podcast listeners, or 6% of China's total population. And then we have Europe in third place at 77.8 million monthly podcast listeners, or 17% of Europe's total population. And just to note, Sweden, home of Spotify, leads Europe with 34.6% of monthly internet users listening to podcasts. So just pulling from the same eMarketer study, what's striking about U.S. podcast listeners is how this audience has taken to podcasts at an unprecedented velocity. So in 2015, only 14.2% of the U.S. population was listening to a podcast at least one times per month. Now by 2021, that has grown almost 20%, with 35.2% of the U.S. population listening to a podcast at least one times per month. With the base so high already, experts expect this wave of rapid audience growth and adoption within the U.S. market will slow down over the next few years. Now, this isn't a bad thing. If anything, it means that podcasting has finally entered the mainstream. Like Cardi B said, it was up and it was up, and now it's kind of stuck. But these burgeoning international audiences hold promise. If U.S. podcast publishers can translate existing shows into new languages and market them to a rapidly growing pool of international listeners, there's a major growth opportunity here. So, which countries are listening to podcasts the most? In Western Europe, Spain appears to lead monthly podcast consumption amongst internet users by a hair. Analysts have attributed podcast adoption in Spain to a combination of strategic digital distribution tactics led by Spain's largest audio companies, along with the vast array of Spanish language podcasts available from other countries. So how popular are Spanish language podcasts? Back in 2020, the Bello Collective did a great profile on how Martina Castro's Radio Ambulante forged its own path to success. As the piece by Charlie Clark details, in the beginning, the idea of a Spanish language podcast was not well received by executives at legacy media companies in the US. Back in 2012, when Castro began putting the show in motion, decision makers weren't convinced that Spanish speakers in Mexico or Spain would turn to an American-made Spanish language program over their local broadcasts. Flash forward a decade later, and boy, were those suits wrong. Content has become borderless. Radio Ambulante is one of the most popular Spanish language podcasts, garnering nearly 1 million downloads per month, with listeners tuning in from across the globe. Edison Research's U.S. Latino Podcast Listener Report from 2021 further corroborates this growing market appetite for Spanish language programming. Last year's report showed that 33% of U.S. Latinos say they have ever listened to a podcast mostly in Spanish. This is a dramatic increase from 24% in 2020. So where else are podcasts picking up steam? Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism conducted a digital survey to uncover the percentage of monthly podcast listeners ages 18 plus from across more than 20 countries. Interestingly, the United Kingdom falls at the bottom of this list, even though I've heard many podcast industry people express that the UK has the most mature podcast market in all of Europe. I guess this is true if you define maturity by the amount of production companies and/or monetization tools available in English. But when you remove those parameters, this study demonstrates how non-English speaking countries are blowing the Brits out of the water with their podcast listenership. The takeaway. The U.S. podcast market is undoubtedly the most mature in terms of audience reach and revenue. But experts are expecting that audience growth will soon plateau in the United States, while non-U.S. markets will experience rapid growth, comparable to how Americans adopted podcasts into their lives over the past 5 years. Second takeaway is English publishers looking to reach non-US audiences and hop in on the international action should start prioritizing translating their most evergreen podcast into multiple languages. Publishers like Odonde Media, Wondery, and even Sounds Profitable are already prioritizing Spanish language podcasts. Thank you so much for listening today and for reading the Good Data article, Pods Heard Around the World. Please let me know, you know, if you are seeing anything interesting happening in markets outside of the United States. I'm just so curious. Have a good day. Bye.